Hey folks, this is Dan Siminski here, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Every house has got a Bible and a loaded gun. We got preachers and politicians. Round here it's kinda hard to tell which one is gonna do more talking with a crooked tongue. This town's got the good Lord shaking his head, looking down, thinking we ain't heard a word he said. A word he said. Baptized in Southern left to do but kneel and pray. We got a church on every corner, so why does heaven feel so far away? Far away. Must be something in the muddy water. Turns a whiskey about as sweet as sin. Every drunk in town can sing a brown. Good friends make good neighbors, but good neighbors make good lovers too. And when your man ain't home, any man will do. This town's got the good Lord shaking his head, looking down, thinking we ain't heard a word he said. A word he said.
Word he said.
Nothing left to do but kneel and pray. We got a church on every corner, so why does heaven feel so far away?
Dan Kaminsky, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's good to see you coming in to London to perform at the Nashville Meets London on Sunday the 29th of July. Plus, you have a brand new album out called Tominsky. So just tell me about the concept of this album, which is called Southern Gothic, which we've just played.
It's because it's all around your voice. So in the process of trying to be, you know, to have music that was different, that would let my voice, you know, be a common theme through, I found, you know, a little self-discovery in songwriting that I'm apparently a very dark person. I kept finding these themes and these, you know, and this like penned up, you know, these penned up opinions or whatever you want to call it that, in my opinion, I think this album, more than anything, and we'll use Southern Gothic as the best example, it holds a mirror up to society and just says, you know, people, take a look at what I see going on. I mean, I try, very consciously not to be preachy. I don't tell anyone what to do or what not to do or that anything is good or bad. But I do try to illuminate a lot of the things that we tend to overlook in this world and sing about it. And I think it's an interesting approach. And it's one that when we kind of stumbled on, we found that we were able to kind of run with.
I mean, life, unfortunately, has got darker due to various reasons, which we won't go into. And so maybe it's, it's the songs of the times.
Well, I felt like that was one of the things, like I know some of the key people at the record label said they felt like it was very important that if this record was going to come out, that it comes out now, that the timing was that we are in that kind of place where, I tend to look at the world as a very positive and good place, and I think everyone does, and that's kind of the approach I have to take and you have to take to stay positive and forge ahead and do the right thing. You should always be putting the emphasis on the positive, but I don't think you can ignore the entirety of what's going on in the world. I think that the only way to really do well is to understand, what doesn't do so well. And we get to talk about a lot of stuff on this record, not the easiest, lyrical content, but I think it's important to be able to say, look, there's a lot of stuff out there. There's both the good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm seeing.
Well, we kicked off the show with Southern Gothic. So tell me about a couple more tracks on the album.
I would say it's on the same type of theme. A song that I felt like was important on there was Devil Is Downtown. We sat in a songwrite, and again, this is part of that self-discovery where I realized, I'm kind of a dark person in real life. Who knew? And I was jokingly saying, well, let's write one more song about the devil, or let's, I said, it's as it looks, I'm going to make a whole record about these, And so my joke was one more song about the devil, and someone in the room said, well, the devil is downtown. I just saw him. And they were making a joking reference about some person they just saw that was just so, they said, the devil's downtown. I just saw him. But the thought of it, the devil is downtown, and then what that could mean, and I think we ended up coming up with a song that had, a special meaning to me, in that I have some people close to me in my life that, that applies to, it's hard when that much, when that much trouble is, right there at your fingertips, and, you want to make good choices, you want the people you love to make good choices, and I think this song is something that illuminates what it can be like if you don't. Hey folks, this is Dan Tominski here, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
The voice of an angel, the face of a friend, if you're running from trouble, well, he'll take you in. He'll hear your confession with a promise of grace. The devil is downtown. It's a hell of a place. Anything you can ask for, whatever you need, it's there for the taking. Nothing is free. The lights and the music, the smell and the taste. The devil is downtown. It's a hell of a place. And if you're searching, if you're looking for a change, go where you can see the stars, and they don't seem so far away. But if you're hurting and you need to kill the pain, the devil is downtown. Just learn how to deal and live with the pain. It's gonna happen, make no mistake. The devil is downtown, it's a hell of a place. And if you're searching, if you're looking for a change, go where you can see the stars, and they don't seem so far away. But if you're downtown, the devil is downtown. The voice of an angel, face of a friend, the devil is downtown, and he'll take you.
Oh, another title. Well, okay, I'll go to the other side and talk about Good for Your Soul. I mean, we got to a point where when we knew we were making this record and we kind of saw how the theme was unfolding, you know, we were still trying to discover it. We decided we needed something positive. And Sarah Buxton and Jesse Frazier, we wrote that song together, and Sarah's just one of the most just beams of light. She just brightens every room she steps in, and we thought if there was ever a time to write a song that, you know, would be a positive, you know, something up for this record, it would be Good for Your Soul. That was not a lot of the songs on the record were written at a time when I knew we were making a record, but Good for Your Soul was one of them. We wanted to add a little lightheartedness to the record.
Excellent. A million miles away from Oh Brother.
It's as far away as you could probably get. Not necessarily on purpose, but I think in the quest to try to be original and to do something that hadn't been done, we found some territory that has up till now been unoccupied.
What did Allison say about it?
You know, through the process of writing all these songs, I couldn't have a better or more encouraging supporter. I mean, she's been fantastic, and also, you know, my most honest critic. I mean, when I come back with songs that, you know, she doesn't like for whatever reason, she has no problem telling me, but by and large, she has offered me more support than I deserve, for sure.
So with the new band, are there all new players, or are some from Union Station?
No, all new players. I wanted to put an emphasis, at least now for this tour, for this year, you know, I wanted to put an emphasis on this record. I think it's important that a record that sounds this different can be represented well. So I put together a band that plays this record how it sounds. It's weird to be this passionate about, like, I feel so strongly about this new record, in that it has a different type of content from me. I mean, I'm used to being the player, you know, and playing solos and I've always had something different to offer. I'm excited to get to bring some new music, you know, at least if it's, you know, just for this year, we'll see. But we're trying to honor it in the form that we created it. And it's, I'm so proud of it.
Dan, it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Oh, Lee, the pleasure's been mine, and thank you so much. Hey, folks, this is Dan Tominski here, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I'll wrap you up in sweet nostalgia. I'll help you set the mood. Hang magic in the air around you, just like your songs do. Ain't nothing to it. Baby, that's the stuff that'll get you moving, damn sure enough.
Let me